Well, this story starts in Baltimore. Back in 1980, I graduated from the Calhoun MEBA Engineering School. It was up on at 9 Light Street. And I was a budding marine engineer, and I was trying to ship out, went to New Orleans, and my wife of 30 years, we finally ended up in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And being enterprising, we started a surf and windsurfing shop. Well, that was really good in the summer, but the first winter went by, and we realized no matter how much warmer Virginia Beach was in Baltimore, there weren't going to be too many people surfing or windsurfing there. So the second winter comes along, and I had shipped out, but we had a friend of a friend who we had a really good location on a pretty major thoroughfare, and a friend of a friend told us he could get us a really good deal on a truckload of Christmas trees. And so we thought, okay, yeah, we'll get these Christmas trees, and we'll sell them at our store. And we got a really good, this was back when Christmas trees were maybe $20, $25 a Christmas tree, and we got this whole truckload of Christmas trees for, I don't know, it was $5, $6, $7 a Christmas tree. And we were already adding up the money we were going to make. So I came back, I'd been on a ship for about 3 or 4 weeks, and I came back, and I see these Christmas trees in our parking lot, and they're still all tied up, and I thought, well, you know, we've got to untie them and fluff them up a little, and they'll look good. And they've got the place all lit up, my wife and a couple of our employees, and I said, wow, who put all the lights up? And they said, oh, yeah, we got all the lights. We wired them all up. And I said, well, let me check it out. And I put my hand on the wire, and I mean, it felt like it was ready to catch on fire at any second. So we quick unplugged that, took care of that problem. And we started trying to sell the Christmas trees. Well, what we got was a truckload of Charlie Brown Christmas trees. And after, I can't remember exactly how many, but there was hundreds of Christmas trees. And we had been trying to sell them for $15 each, and pretty soon the 10 or 20 Christmas trees that were worth $15, they were gone. And then we had all the rest of the trees left. So we kept dropping our price. And, you know, 2 weeks before Christmas, we had it down to $10. And then we had it down to $9. And pretty soon, we had it down to what we had paid for them. And we thought, boy, we just want to get back our money, and we'll never do this again. Well, that wasn't happening. So comes about the 23rd of Christmas, 23rd of December before Christmas, and we put up a sign, and it says, free Christmas trees. Well, people would pull into the lot and look at the trees and get back in their car and leave. So we were, our store was really close to the beach in Virginia Beach, so after Christmas, we carried half the trees down to the beach in front of our little catamaran rental place, and we lived in a real small house on the beach a little further down, and we carried the other half down to the beach there and put them on the beach. And fast forward about 2 years, we had the biggest dunes on the beach, and we called them the Christmas dunes.
Bob McPheeters.